That's Mr. Benny for us.
I wish it was me singing.
That's Mr. Benny. But you know, every time you play a song like that, I think about you.
Aww.
I think about you, you know, just being so in that groove.
Thank you.
Yeah, I do. And I know what a great challenge it is when I ask you to play like Britney Spears or somebody like that.
I don't have a problem with that.
No, I know.
I just need to kind of find the cleaner parts of her songs.
Yeah, but that's a groove song. Why? Because we're going to be talking about breath awareness, the original coaching tool. Joining me here today, amazing coach, Dana Frost, intuitive coach and healer, guides women to release their emotional baggage and lead expressive, expansive, strength-based lives. Today, this amazing coach is going to tell us and show us. So this is a show and tell show, about what the importance of breath is. And, you know, what is breath awareness and how is it linked to our spiritual and physical well-being? So important. Dana, welcome to the show.
Thank you, Dr. Pat. It's nice to be here.
So let's talk about this connection to breath and why it's so important. You know, it's really funny because I was just sharing with you the little story of Jamie was giving me my massage. I was getting my massage and my chiropractic adjustment. And Jamie's saying, okay, breathe in, breathe out. And I'm breathing in, I'm breathing out. And he's like, okay, and you could do better. And so there's such a level of not knowing or understanding, first of all, what the breath is. And then also what you're going to talk about today, you know, what the connection is to spirituality and the ease of life.
Well, you know, I remember being taught in school that breathing, it was the one, you know, thing you didn't have to worry about, that it was a part of the autonomic nervous system. And so it happened automatically and you don't have to think about it. And so I think that kind of sets us on this, you know, autopilot with our breath. And what I learned later in life when I had a health crisis, that how powerful breath was in terms of settling down my central nervous system, that if I could be aware of my breath and activate it in a very specific, easy way, that I could actually calm my central nervous system down, move out of fight, flight, freeze, and help my body physiologically. So that's just, you know, on the health side, that's one part. But then when I started researching breath, I discovered this unbelievable, you know, just this wealth of spiritual knowledge that in all ancient languages, if you look at the word breath,
mm-hmm.
if you look in the Greek, it's connected to breath of life. In Latin, it's breath, spirit, soul, courage, vigor. In Sanskrit, it's life force, it's prana, energy, spirit. And so I saw this connection that actually, you know, our friends in the East made a long time ago. Actually, our ancient friends knew that breath was life, and it was your. So I like to think of it as breath is the physical expression of our spirit, and it's the spiritual pole of our being. It, you know, so it makes sense that it would harmonize our central nervous system. The other thing that's really interesting as I started thinking about breath is where it comes into the body and how it activates. It dawned on me that it connects our mind and our heart. Just the movement. If you think about how your breath comes in and as it moves down, you know, through your heart chakra and it enters your lungs and
right.
it begins filling up all of your organs and it oxygenates your brain. It's that spiritual pole that's connecting your mind and your heart, which also made me really excited.
Well, this is really part of, you know, what I think all of us are learning. I know for me, you know, I think I didn't really, but you know what I'm about to say. You know, if you feel like you're holding your breath all the time.
Yes.
You know, you can feel that tension. You know what I'm saying?
Absolutely, mm-hmm. you do. When you think about it, we talk about, you know, catch your breath, or, you know, I need a little breathing room.
Right.
And when, you know, when do we stop ourselves to take a deep breath? And when we do that, it just automatically slows us down.
So let's talk today. You're actually going to share what some of these live on air. We're actually going to do some of these exercises with our listeners as well. What have you been able to discover from this? Because, you know, this is the part where I think, you know, for me, I've learned that when things are in that flow, it's like you can't stop what comes your way, all the good juiciness. Does this level of breath or breath awareness, this level of breathing, does it become sort of the switch or the catalyst?
Well, it for me, it becomes the switch that helps me de-stress when I can feel myself moving towards stress, or you get anxious feelings or you become fearful. My first go-to is, okay, I need to connect to my breath. I need to connect to my spirit, and it calms me down.
Okay.
So that's like the very first practical way. And when we are in fight, flight, or freeze, we are not in our creative space. And so when we connect to our breath, I think what you're saying, it absolutely opens up because we are naturally more creative. The energy that we're giving off is a calm, open energy. And I think that you're right on. Absolutely.
I think that all of us, I mean, you know, at least the sense that I get from the listeners that have been, you know, part of the Dr. Pat Show and now Transformation Talk Radio for a really long time, I think we really do want to believe and have faith in practices like this that will take us to the place we want to go. I wanted to ask you a little bit about what it is that is most important to remember around breath awareness.
That's a great question. First, I think there are two things. One is what I have found for myself and for my clients is the simple awareness of connecting to your breath slows it down.
Yeah.
It's just a matter of increasing your consciousness. And once you do that, you begin to shift the way that you're breathing. And then there are specifically four qualities, and this is from Dr. David Weiss that I learned this, four qualities of what he says is a healthy, just your normal everyday breathing. And so when we can remember, okay, these four qualities, and that's going to be, we're going to learn that in our first breath, when we can remember these four qualities, really if we just remember that and practice that, we are light years ahead of where we were before.
And I think we have to be. You know, it's funny because a simple thing, like I get a lot of emails, Dana, as you do, right? And every once in a while, I'll click on one of these emails. And you get this email. So here's what you get. This really sums up for me the confusion. And this is why I'm so eager for you to share this exercise. So I get the daily astrology for today.
Mm-hmm.
OMG, right?
Uh-huh.
Okay, right. Do you ever get some of these? So they start out and you think, oh, this is going to be good. Uplifting early morning trine between the Virgo moon and lofty Jupiter sets the day off with boundless confidence and high hopes. Now, here we go. However, some expectations may prove to be unrealistic as the moon is also simultaneously at odds with Venus. How does anybody ever make sense of anything like that?
I don't know.
That's why we have Madeline do her show on Fridays. But we are bombarded by this information. I just gave you one example, right?
Mm-hmm.
All of us, we are so integrated into information now.
We are. You're right. And it can be, I find it to be very overwhelming.
Well, I'm still trying to figure out if today's a good day or not for me.
Yeah. It gets to be the day that
Well, and you know that I believe that you can make any day a great day.
I do, absolutely.
Yeah, I do.
Now, I think it's overwhelming, and that's why I like to use practice for myself and give my clients just simple things that they can do that make a huge difference.
Well, we're going to be doing a live exercise today, correct? We'll do it when we come back from break, Dana?
Yes.
I love this. I love this because this is how we can actually learn. This is why I love this is a show and tell show today, which is fabulous. Dana Frost, for those of you out there, Dana's joining me here today. Go to her website, danafrost.com. When we come back, we're going to be inviting you to join us in how to breathe in the flow, the expansiveness of the universe. Breathe out everything that doesn't serve you, and whether today is a good day astrologically or whether or not Virgo and Jupiter get along is not going to matter. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Change your coffee experience forever with Camino Island Coffee Roaster. Fair trade, certified organic, shade-grown delicious coffee. The Camino Island Coffee Roasters are giving back. Receive a free pound of the most popular single origin coffee, Papua New Guinea, to the first 250 callers. The number is toll-free, 855-438-8671. Just pay $8.95 shipping and handling, and you can try triple certified coffee for yourself. The number is toll-free, 855-438-8671. This is a free pound of coffee that retails at $16.95. Once you've tried this coffee, you will automatically be enrolled in the Coffee Lovers Club for free and will always receive free shipping and nearly 30% off retail of your coffee orders. This coffee is going to knock your socks off. That number again is 855-GET-TOP-1. We say top one because this coffee is the top 1% grade. That's 855-438-8671.
How would you like increased health and vitality? How would you like to avoid the onset of disease as well as slow the aging process? This is all possible through a simple, safe, and natural process. Every day we are either moving toward wellness or away from wellness.
Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. I'd like to be your partner in achieving optimal health. Contact me now at MaryJaneMack.com or call 425-392-0659. Visit MaryJaneMack.com.
Licensed psychotherapist and coming out specialist Kathy DeBono is now available to provide the counseling and coming out support that you need to take this vital and necessary step. Kathy now offers her services through private sessions over secure online video chat or voice-only phone calls if you prefer. You can even choose to use Instant Messenger or communicate through an email exchange. With Kathy's help, you will thoroughly examine your unique life circumstances and create a plan that is tailor-made for you. For more information, go to KathyIsIn.com.
What robs you of your energy and vitality? The weight gain that just won't go away? Toxicity? Prolonged stress? Or maybe a trauma from a car accident or fall that damaged your nervous system? Go to this website, bellevue.wellness1.net, to learn more about the doctors at Wellness One of Bellevue and Eastgate. They'll take time with a free consultation to evaluate the health problems affecting you. Get your health and energy back. Go to bellevue.wellness1.net.
At the law offices of Richard D. Seward, we care about our clients. We offer important legal advice and services to help them grow their wealth and protect it. We manage the risks and help the financially distressed through the recovery process. We are committed and dedicated to helping people throughout Western Washington and beyond with our expertise in business, real estate, tax law, and debt relief. Find us at richardseward.com or call us at 360-876-6425. We care about you.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back. For those of you that really want to get the scoop on astrology, you know what? Don't listen to me. Tune in on Friday. Tune in on Friday at 11 for Cosmic Connections with Madeline, okay? Every Friday, she's on. And Benny and Madeline, that's it. That's what they do. She will tell you all about this. Today, though, if you want to fully experience breath awareness, Dana Frost is here to help us with that. Thank goodness. Dana, great to have you here. Let's tell our listeners what they're about to experience right now.
Yeah, we're going to go through two different breathing practices. The first one is called the awareness breath, and it's just getting you aware of four qualities of a healthy breath. So your daily breathing, as you come and go, you go to work, you take care of your responsibilities. How should your breath feel? Where should it be, you know, how should it be activating in your body? There are four characteristics of a healthy breath that we're going to practice. And then we're going to practice a breath that I call the centering breath. And that is a breath that will harmonize your central nervous system. It brings peace and centering. It really brings you back to connection with yourself.
Let's do it.
Yeah, let's get started. So if you, wherever you are, I want you just to begin to take your awareness to your breath entering your body in the inhale, and as it exhales, take your awareness to that exhale. Now, it's important that you're breathing in and out through your nose with your mouth closed. So feel your inhale as it travels through your respiratory system. It passes through your throat chakra, your heart chakra, and typically it stops. Boom. It stops right there. It lands in your chest, and it goes nowhere else. So what we're going to do, we're going to practice the first quality characteristic, and we're going to have it go deep. So you want your stomach to actually inflate with each inhale. And, you know, as the women on the call, I'm sure you can remember, you know, we want to hold our stomachs in. But when we hold our stomachs in, we're not allowing for all of our organs in the lower half of our body to be oxygenated. So we actually, on the inhale, we're going to have the inhale inflate our stomach. So that's the first. So just do a few inhales and feel that breath go beyond your chest and inflate your stomach. And then you can do a gentle exhale. So I want to mention when we stop our breathing in our chest, and some of us, we barely breathe, you know, it gets to our throat and we're done and we push it out again. That breath keeps our body stuck in fight and flight. And it keeps us from moving into a state, our body, our central nervous system, from being in a state of calm. So the first quality of a healthy breath, and as I'm talking, I want you just to continue placing your awareness on your breath. So you've got one characteristic, it's deep, so it inflates your stomach. And the other characteristic is that it's slow. So our breath isn't, you know, the quick breath is in and out, and it's, you know, it's jumpy and it's fast.
Right.
That breath is an anxious breath. And so I want you to just feel your breath entering slowly, inflating your stomach. And then you're going to exhale. Again, in and out through your nose, mouth closed. The next quality is that your breath is quiet. And if your breathing is really labored and noisy, you may have a nasal obstruction. You may need to see an ear, nose, and throat physician. Because a healthy breath, it's quiet. And once you have this consciousness of connection to your breath and you have the awareness that my breath needs to be quiet, I've actually found, you know, anyone I've helped with this, they've been able to quiet their own breath down. So you want it to be deep and it's slow and it's quiet. And you can just feel how that awareness, it also quiets the external world down. So you're quieting your internal breath as it's entering, oxygenating your system. And then it also quiets your interaction with the outside world. And then the final quality is that it's regular or rhythmic. So your inhale and your exhale, it has a cadence. You inhale, you exhale, you inhale, you exhale, inhale, exhale. Each person will have a different rhythm. And as you practice this, you actually can extend the inhale and the exhale, which is what you would be the desired outcome.
Mm-hmm.
Is that your inhale and exhale, you're extending them so that they're, you know, about 15 seconds per rhythm of inhale, exhale.
Hmm.
Okay, so just let's take, you know, a moment to practice that. I'll allow you to be consciously connected to your breath. And again, just so that you remember, I'm going to say those four qualities again. Your breath is deep. It oxygenates all of your organ systems, your extremities, your brain. It inflates your stomach. It's slow. It's quiet, and it's regular. There's a rhythm to your breath. The inhale and the exhale are equal. Okay, so that is the awareness breath, and that breath alone has the power to transform your the way that you react to stress, stresses, panic. If you have trouble sleeping at night, there are many things you can do, but this is one. You go take yourself to your awareness breath. Fear, when you're fearful, when you're feeling angry, when you have indigestion, you take yourself to your awareness breath. And, you know, I would love to hear, as you're practicing this, if you wanted to send me an email at Dana at DanaFrost.com, I would love to hear how this, how you're, you know, responding and reacting to this practice. Now, I want to share with you one more breath, and it's called the centering breath. And so what you would do, you would cross your arms and put the palm of your hand underneath each one of your armpits. So your hands are going to be crossed across your chest, and your palms are going to be encompassed into your armpits so that your thumbs are facing your the front part of your body, and your fingers are on the back part of your body. You're holding your armpits with your palms of your hands. And this is, you know, you drop your shoulders. Make sure they're dropped and relaxed. Your shoulder blades, you can feel them going down the back of your back. And your eyes are closed. Not if you're driving, please, but if you're in a stationary place and you're safe, close your eyes. You feel as you're breathing in and out, feel your forehead relax. Again, we will inhale and exhale through your nose. And what this centering breath does, as you are, it's almost like you're crossing your arms and you're bringing yourself back into connection with yourself. You're hugging yourself, you're touching yourself, you're encompassing your heart chakra. And through that, you are bringing harmony, peace, and centering. It's a coming home to yourself breath.
Mm.
And as you, again, it's just when you're, as you're sitting there and you inhale and you exhale, and you just, your eyes are centered internally.
Mm.
And you can feel those breaths go deep. They're quiet. They're regular, and they're slow.
Mm.
And you can, you know, when you're in that position and your eyes are turned inward and you're focused on your breathing, and you really just can inhale what you want to receive. And if there's anything that, you know, if you feel tension somewhere, okay, let me release that tension through my breath.
Mm.
So you're inhaling, coming home to yourself, inhaling the things that you want to attract, and you're releasing wherever you feel tension as you're connected to your breath. And you will begin, when you connect to your breath, you'll notice where there's something that's not releasing.
Maybe yeah.
Shoulder. You feel that, right?
Yeah, totally.
Yeah.
Totally. Dana, thank you so much. DanaFrost.com, everyone. Check it out. She is available for private sessions as well. We're going to take a short break. We'll be right back with the Dr. Pat Show, and we'll be talking about rethinking depression. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.